Hello, it's DJ P's Rock Vinyl back with you again, bringing you some more great music. And this week, I'm starting another new monthly episode. Well, it's sort of new, but I was doing it like quite a few podcasts ago, because I started going through every Genesis album that they've done and playing some of my favourite tracks off each album. And we've now reached the album Genesis from Genesis. It's actually the 12th studio album by the band, and it's released on 3rd of October 1983. Yeah, quite a long time ago. And they recorded it in its entirety at their studio named The Farm in Chiddingfold, Surrey. Now, a lot of the songs were developed through jam sessions in the studio with nothing written beforehand. And on this album, Hugh Padgham returned as their engineer. So I hope you like listening to my podcasts. Now message me at Twitter, hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl. Leave me a message there, either about what you've heard or what you'd like to hear, or any comments. And I hope you keep listening to my podcast, so why don't you either follow, like, subscribe, whatever you have to do, so that you don't miss out on my future episodes. Now, the first track I'm going to play you from the album is one that at the time when it came out, everyone was going, well, that's really different for Genesis. What is this? It sounds quite dark and scary. Yes, I'm talking about the track Mama. Now let's have a listen to what Mike and Tony say about the track before I play it for you.
Mama's a great example of this album. That sums up how the album worked, you know. The version you probably heard of Mama that's there was recorded very early on. It was a slightly longer section, if I remember rightly, you know. And so you captured spontaneity for the first time, actually. You captured us kind of writing things and playing them very early on and recording them rather than finishing the song, going in to record, you know, somewhere else later.
We had various versions of it. We had the drum machine part, you know, and then I sort of bass pedal and put all these sounds on top of it. And we had a sort of atmosphere going, which we knew was going to be strong. We didn't know quite what the top line was going to be. You know, it could have been a lot of things and still been good. So we sort of got a basis down very early and worked on it like that.
So get down here. beside me. Are you going nowhere? No, I won't hurt you, mama, but it's getting so hard.
So there we have the wonderful Mama from Genesis. Now that track originated during a group jam session where Rutherford was experimenting with a Lin LM1 electronic drum machine. And Collins was influenced to go for a vocal that resembled John Lennon's style on his cover of Bebopalula on the song's verses. And that laugh that, of course, Phil does on the track, and so brilliantly live as well, was influenced by the 1982 song The Message by hip-hop band Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Padgham, the producer, had brought the single to the band. Upon hearing it, Collins did the laugh during the subsequent improvisation session for Mama, which the band liked and used in the song. So there you have it. That's the first track from the album Genesis by Genesis. Now let's find out what our second track's going to be. Well, of course, it's got to be Home by the Sea and Second Home by the Sea. A wonderful track that I was lucky enough to see them play live at the Birmingham NEC. And even more wonderful for me, my mum actually came to that concert, as she'd shown some interest to their songs, liking their songs. And I remember watching them perform this, and it was just bewilderment, I think, but also amazement. And she was really taken in by this wonderful song. A great memory, I think you'll agree. So let's go over to Tony and Phil to see what they have to say about Home by the Sea. Second Home by the Sea.
Home by the Sea, where we were able to improvise. Phil had this is the riff, the dun, chicka, jung, jung, that, which was the second part. And Mike and I just improvised on top of it. And we made up a couple of 30-minute tapes of us just improvising on top of it. And then went through it and just found the good bits and stuck them all together. And that's exactly what you've got on the piece. And I think it's one of my favourite of our instrumental pieces of all.
That album also was the beginning, the first time we used like electronic drums. You know, and Simmons was a new drum system that had come out. And it was like playing on four mica tops, you know, little octagonal four mica tops. They eventually started to make them feel more, a bit more like drum skins, you know, real drums, but it never really worked. And Home by the Sea, the that was all, you know, that I sat down and played that pattern on that sound with those presets, and you know, it had such a lot of atmosphere, and everyone started playing along. It was a bit like kind of comparable to Intruder with Peter's thing, where you just sort of get a sound and you play with it, and suddenly that's a musical part, you know, and everybody jams along with it.
More great music there from Genesis off their album Genesis. That was Home by the Sea, Second Home by the Sea. What a track. What a instrumental part. And what was the song about Home by the Sea? Well, it tells the story of a burglar who breaks into a house only to find it is haunted by ghosts who capture him and then force him to listen to their life stories. Collins had repeated the phrase Home by the Sea while putting down dummy vocals at a time when Banks was writing lyrical ideas and used the phrase to conjure up the story. So I hope you've enjoyed that. And don't forget, love to hear your comments either here, wherever you found me, or on hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl on Twitter. And don't forget to like or follow me to get future podcasts. And so we come to our third and final track from the album. And the final track is It's Gonna Get Better, which features a keyboard introduction that Tony Banks sampled from an album of classical music for cello. Yes, we know of Tony's love for classical music. And this was following a failed attempt to use it to obtain a quality string sound on his keyboard. So, let's hear what he has to say about it.
I mean, that's quite a good representation on this. Was one thing that had occurred in sort of keyboard land between Abacab and this album was the introduction of the sampling synthesizer, and a lot of some of the sounds, you know, on the album. I mean, things like the koto that's used in the middle of Mama, and various other little bits and pieces. But what I used to like to do is, which obviously is done a lot nowadays, was sample like little bits of music and then see what you could do with it. And an example of that is on the introduction to It's Gonna Get Better, where I just recorded the beginning of this classical album. It just was four cello notes. And I'd originally recorded it to try and get a good string sample, you know, and I pressed it, it sounded awful. But then I just, for some reason, I pressed four notes at the same time, and it just, this incredible interweaving harmonies all suddenly came out. I thought, this is brilliant, you know, fantastic. I'm doing nothing, and it's sounding wonderful. And so that sort of, you know, made me think, and I just became quite a big feature within Genesis from then on, really, using those kind of ideas.
There's no other bands, really, that I've come across or, you know, heard about that do things, play, you know, write like that. You know, usually in a band there's one writer or a pair of writers, or there's two individual writers that submit material, but, you know, this is like, this is a lot like jazz. It's a lot like sitting down in a room with three guys and just playing, and eventually, you know, it starts to sound good. And that's the moment you take the picture of, so that you know when you go back to it, that's where you start from. That's the magic of having a chemistry of people, and that's why, you know, I never take that kind of thing lightly. The fact is that the three of us can do that, and not many people do that. And, you know, there may be bits that are slightly suspect, and there are bits that aren't as good as others, but there's some great stuff in there that came out of nowhere, and it's that's what's good about the band.
We'll be right back.
It's Gonna Get Better, from Genesis, from their album of the same name. What a great track, and what a nice lyrics. You know, a hopeful song, which everybody needs. You know, it's nice just to put that on when you're feeling a bit down, because things are gonna get better. A very Tony Banks, keyboard-laden track, but still, you know, it's Genesis. And what would Genesis be without Tony? So, there you have it for this week. My three-track pick from Genesis by Genesis. Yeah, we had Mama, Home by the Sea, Second Home by the Sea, and It's Gonna Get Better. I hope you enjoyed my picks. What would you have picked from that album that I didn't? Remember, you'd only have three or four picks. Let me know at hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl, or wherever you found this podcast. That's it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Bye for now.